My name is Sarah Machem and I've come along to a rehearsal of the Ingatestone Musical and Operetta Group, or IMOG, and I'm joined by Amy Welton, the group's publicity officer. Good evening, Amy.
Hello.
You describe yourselves as the little theatre group with a big heart. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, so there's about 30 of us in the group, so we're not huge. You know, some people have about 60 or so members, but we're so friendly and everyone loves each other, you know, very theatre. And that's sort of why, you know, we say we've got a big heart, because we all get on so well and embrace everybody. And we've got all ages, all walks of life here, and that's us.
Can you tell me a bit more about your members? Do they have musical backgrounds, for example?
We've got a bit of both, really. Some people are just amateurs, just do it for a hobby. And we have a couple of people that have done it a bit more professionally. We've got teachers, music teachers. We've got everyone. Really do have everyone, musical background and non-musical.
And what's the audition process like?
Well, the audition process is quite nice, quite informal. There is a panel of people, so MD, director, someone from the committee, and then usually whoever's choreographing it. And then they just, we have to play some songs, sing some songs, do some dialogue. It's nothing too, you know, strenuous. It's really nice and friendly. And yeah, we just then go from there. You just go in one at a time and see what happens.
So regardless of a person's musical background, anybody can come along and audition?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone's welcome to audition. We'd like you to come along and meet everyone first. Just check that you want to be with us, really. We would accept anybody, but just check that you want to come along. And then, yeah, you can audition for any part you like, whether it's your first show or your 50th show.
IMOG has been going since 1970. How did the group come about and how has it grown since then?
Well, it grew from some local sort of village members that decided they wanted to put on some shows. I think there was about 9 of them when it started. And it's just grown sort of over the years since then. More and more people have joined, you know, people have left, people have come back. And for the last show we did Gilbert and Sullivan, the Mikado. We had about 20 people do that one, and this show we've got over 30. So the membership really does ebb and flow. But yeah, started a little group of villagers that wanted to put on some shows, and here we are, people from all over Essex now.
So not just local to Ingatestone?
No, we've got Ingatestone, Stock, Billericay, Chelmsford, London even we have. The director comes in from Chigwell. Yeah, everywhere.
Wonderful. And what are you rehearsing now?
So at the moment we're doing Carousel, which is Rodgers and Hammerstein's. And that was originally done in 1945. And it's really good show, actually. It's good fun. Don't know if you want to know the story. Yeah, so it was the sort of starts of the story of Billy Bigelow, and he's a carousel barker. And he meets a lady called Julie Jordan. She's a mill worker. And because they decide to be together, they both lose their jobs. And something happens, I won't say what it is. And then Billy has a chance to put it right. And that's the main sort of storyline. And there's a secondary storyline with Julie's best friend, Carrie, who meets a sort of larger-than-life fisherman. And they have some really great songs in there that tells their sort of love story as well, which is a sort of a little side story to the show.
Will I recognise any of the songs from Carousel?
Oh, definitely. People, there's June is Busting Out All Over, You'll Never Walk Alone, which people tend to know from, you know, the Liverpool song. There's If I Loved You, some really popular songs in there that you'll go, oh yeah, I didn't realise that was from Carousel. And yes, lovely. Some great tunes.
And when is that being performed?
It's from the 6th to the 8th of October this year. Got evening shows on Thursday, Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Then we've got a matinee on the Saturday. And it's at the Ingatestone Community Club Theatre, which is on the High Street in Ingatestone.
And how many shows do you put on per year and where can people see them?
Yeah, we do 2 a year. So we normally do one sort of Easter time, so our last one was in April. And then one back in, you know, the end of October. But actually we're doing a pantomime this year as well. So we're doing 3 this year, or sort of the beginning of next year. But, you know, we don't normally do 3, but we are. And they're all done at the Ingatestone Community Club Theatre.
Is the pantomime a new thing for the group?
Yes, panto's a new thing, yeah. Just decided one of our lovely members, Denise, is going to do that for us. So we'll keep the one under wraps for now, but yeah, it's going to be really good.
So that's still a secret?
Still a secret, yeah.
What kind of productions have you done in the past?
Yeah, all sorts of things really. Obviously it's musical and operetta group, so we do, as I said, last in April we did the Mikado, which is Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. I've done other Gilbert and Sullivans in the past, Pirates of Penzance and things like that. And then Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, Oklahoma, and then more obscure ones like the Pajama Game, Mac and Mabel. There's everything you can imagine we will do.
So catering for a very wide audience.
Absolutely, because we've got such a wide age range as well of people that are in it and people that come and see it. We've got to cater for everybody. You can't just do necessarily what, say, one person would like. We do like to cater for everybody.
Are you on the lookout for new members?
Always on the lookout for new members. We'd love people to come and join us. As I said before, we're fun, friendly, and we like to think we're quite good. So, yeah, we always like people to come and join us if they want to come and do a bit of singing, bit of dancing, and a bit of acting.
And any behind-the-scenes help needed?
Definitely. We always like people to come and help out behind the scenes. So we've got a stage crew that we have anyway. But if anyone would like to come and get involved, props, scenery, anything, we're definitely up for people coming to do that with us.
And are there any other ways that people can support you? I mean, financially, for example?
Well, yeah, we do have some non-acting members and friends of the society. So if you sort of don't really want to be on stage or behind the scenes, but you just want to support us, you can be a friend of the society. You get some money off show tickets, we send out a newsletter, and we'll just keep you up to date with everything IMOG, really.
How many members do you have and what age are they?
Oh, I think we've got about, just acting sort of members, we've got about 33 in this show. I think the youngest is, might even be me, 22, I'm not sure, could be me. In fact, no, it's got loads of kids in it, I forgot about the kids, but they're not really paid members, they're a bit of extras. But so the youngest kid will be about 5, but out of members, I think it's me, I'm 22. And the oldest, oh, I don't know, I think one of the men might be in their 70s. So it's a big, big old age range at the moment, that's sort of 5 to 72.
And there must be members who have been coming for an awful long time.
Yep, I don't think there's any founder members in this show. There might be, sorry if I'm wrong, but there's people that have been in it for the last 30 years that come back. Take a little break sometimes, but some of the older members here have been coming for donkeys and they're still here, so they must enjoy it.
If it's a Saturday night and I have a choice of, say, going up to London seeing a show or coming and seeing Carousel, sell it to me.
Okay, well, oh gosh, that's a difficult one, isn't it? Well, let's talk about price. All the tickets are £12, which is a lot cheaper than going up to London. Or £12 for adults, £10 for concessions and £5 for children. And obviously you'd then be supporting a local society. Without people's support we wouldn't be able to continue. And what's the point in putting on a show if there's no audience? It's a really good show. We've got a great cast. The singing's fantastic in it. Everyone's putting in so much hard work and all we need is an audience now, so definitely come and support us. Hopefully we'll do a good show for you.
And when will we find out what the pantomime is?
I don't know. I think I've got to wait for Denise to give the go-ahead on that one, and then I'm not entirely sure, but it'll be in the next couple of months.
And when is the pantomime being performed?
I'm not sure of the exact dates yet, but it'll be January next year, and that'd be great fun.
So that's a first for the group, so quite exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, yeah, really good. It'd be great.
Something quite different from what you usually perform.
Exactly, very different to sort of the Mikado or Carousel. It's just sort of adding another string to our bow, really. So if you like panto, then come and join us.
Amy, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem, thank you for coming to see us.